A Day in the Life of a Shoe, a High Heel Shoe to be exact, by Katarina Whoosh. I am raised high, my height, my most prized possession, my one and only real and true possession. Pretty I am, so perfect as every part of me is carefully stitched, done and redone until I am suitable to be led out and enjoyed by my owner, each stitch so perfectly done, so small and so straight, black as night and strong as and worthy as a stitch should be, and oh so lavish as my owner's friends say, how joyous I make my owner, and how sweet and innocent I am, but the pain, oh the pain is what drives me away, the pain that I am yet to expect a world beyond my boxed in life, and then I stay wrapped around my owner, tired of stepping in muck, tired of the one item of clothing I have to wear, and oh so tired of the emptiness I have inside. The emptiness brings me to a point where I feel I only have myself, but then getting filled, like coffee going into a mug, warmth and fullness fills me up just the way I need it to. The things I see when I look up, for me and my owner are at fancy meetings or at wonderful parties. I am glad I have these experiences. These make me a shoe of a kind, I guess. Knowing what it feels like to be loved, but knowing how it feels to be worn out, I get thrown off my owner's foot so hard that I end up in the corner. The fullness I have felt just faded away and slowly disappearing from within me. Happiness gone. And later, as she walks up to me, my owner's soft hand picks me up and places me by my right foot woman, my twin, my sister. She always looks worn out in the middle of the shelf. She waits for her chance to be everything that I am and more, though she does realize that we are identical and that she thinks I am better, which is a terrible state of mind. Wearily, I get placed on the shelf right after my twin, and oh, how I wish to speak, for the only noise in the house is of my owner's movement. I scream, though no sound is to be heard. Then only do I realize that I cannot speak. No matter how hard I try, I know that I will never speak. But somehow, some ways, my twin hears, understands, and responds. And somehow, some way, I heard and I understood her, and I was able to respond to my twin. I was able to speak, though no noise came out of my mouth, and though I have no mouth. Though my thoughts are always in a jumble, then a ball of light, the light that hangs from the ceiling with glass pieces hanging down, disappeared. The glassy world around me dissolved into a nothingness, no light to be seen until tomorrow. And then tomorrow, my life starts over again, and I keep going like that. I get worn out, peely, and oh so dirty. And soon, I realized that my days of being worn were almost over. Oh, the dancing I did. Oh, the dancing I did. But the sadness fills my empty inside. At last, no more pain shall be inflicted upon me, I guess. The things I have seen are all over. I am done, and I am worn out and ready to retire. I'm ready to live the rest of my life until my oh-so-perfect self is ready to go to the garbage place. I get put in my box that I thought was long ago destroyed, and I could hear the soft whir of the wheels against the asphalt track, and I knew somehow that I was being taken out of the city. And I realized that I was not the only bag in the car. And then it hit me. We were moving from the city, and I could barely hear through the box, and all I could see was black. But I knew we were long out of the city that used to be my home. My owner popped me out of the car, and we went into a small and empty one-room house. Or at least that's what I heard. My owner said this was to be our new home. She didn't know I could hear her, so she was talking to herself, probably. After the few hours we spent in the one little roomed house, it sort of looked like our old apartment in London, just a little different. Okay, a lot different. This place was so different. No closet, no living room. This place needed some getting used to, and that is one thing I'm very bad at. We got moved in, and it felt like forever until my owner took my box and opened it. That's when she noticed a rip in my side. She gasped, and the box closed again, and I could feel the door open. I was taken to a man who could hear me. He called himself a shoemaker. It smelled like mildew and fresh flowers, and it was a weird combination of smells. Nothing I've ever smelled before. And for some reason, my owner complained to him about how we had so many memories together, and I didn't even know that she had. She offered him money in order to get me fixed, and he took it. Then I realized I was being picked up, but oh no, not by my owner. I was being picked up by the so-called shoemaker. He murmured compliments out of the side of his mouth and flaws as well. And then my owner asked, why keep such a pair of old and dirty shoes? My owner's face looked questionable, and that surprised me, for I always thought me and my still intact twin were the favorite shoes in the closet. My owner looked troubled as she thought of a response, and I could tell from her eyes that she needed a million reasons to keep me, but just one to let me go. I didn't want my twin to feel pain as well. She bit her bottom lip and grabbed me out of the shoemaker's hand, twiddling with me and her thumbs. After what seemed like ages, my owner said thoroughly and meaningfully, "Why not keep such a pair of old and dirty but oh so comfortable shoes?" The shoemaker looked at me. He had eyes filled with tears from his age and wrinkled smile over his face. And then he picked me up with his old and worked hands and said, "Let's begin," in a soft and almost whisper. And for once, I was finally happy without all those memories of pain dragging behind me. The next day, he spun me a new side and attached it with more than perfect stitches, and I felt great again. I could be the one and the best shoe in the closet again, with my twin, of course, and I wouldn't go to the garbage place. And most of all, I would see my twin and my owner again, but I would leave the man who could hear me, and I would be alone again, just me and my twin who could hear me, but never talked back, and I would be talking to the wall, just a wall. Ugh, this will never work. I will be torn between the two places that I love, and for once I could make a choice. This shoe was going with her owner, to be worn again and to be happy, to be with my twin, for I am a high-heeled shoe. And this is the way to end the story of my life.